Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NTPC Q4 FY24 conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Subhadip from Nuvama. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, friends. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, welcoming you all to the fourth quarter FY24 results call of NTPC. We have with us today the top management of NTPC, represented by Mr. Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, Mr. Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Mr. K. Shanmugasundaram, Director of Projects, Mr. Ravindra Kumar, Director of Operations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Srinivasan for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. A very good evening to all the participants. I, Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, welcome you all to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited. I have with me Shri Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Shri K. Shanmugasundaram, Director of Projects, and Shri Ravindra Kumar, Director of Operations. I also have with me other key members of the NTPC team. Today, the company has announced the audited financial results for the financial year 2023-24, along with the financial results for Q4 FY24. Keeping up with the expectations of our stakeholders, NTPC has again recorded multiple progress in its operational and financial performance. The key highlights of our performance in FY24 are as follows. First, I'll share with you the operational highlights. During FY24, NTPC Group has added 3,924 MW of commercial capacity to its portfolio. As on 31st March 2024, the commercial capacity of NTPC stands at 59,078 MW on standalone basis and 75,958 MW for the group as a whole. NTPC Group generated 422 billion units in FY24 as compared to 399 billion units in FY23, an increase by around 6%. The standalone gross generation in FY24 was 362 billion units, which is an increase of around 5% over the previous year gross generation of 344 billion units. During FY24, average plant load factor of NTPC coal station was 77.25%, as against the national average of 69.49%, a spread of around 8%. For FY24, four coal stations of NTPC, which is Korba, Singrauli, Vindhyachal, and Rihand, were among the top 10 performing stations in the country in terms of the plant load factor. During FY24, there has been an improvement in scheduling by the beneficiaries, thereby reducing the backing down from 91.86 billion units in FY23 to 86.39 billion units. I'll share with you the status of the fuel supply. Total coal supply during FY24 was 241.21 million metric tons, including 9.57 MMT of imported coal, as against 223.85 MMT in the previous year, which included 14.56 MMT of imported coal. There has been an increase of around 48% in the NTPC's captive coal production from 23.20 million metric tons in FY23 to 34.39 MMT in financial year 2024. Now, I'll update on various other financial highlights. Total income of NTPC for FY24 is 165,707 crores, as against the previous year's total of 167,724 crores. Profit after tax for FY24 is 18,079 crores, as against 17,197 crores in previous year, registering an increase of 5%. total income of the group for financial year 24 is 1,81,166 crores, as against the previous year total income of 177,977 crores. Profit after tax of the group for FY24 is 21,332 crores, as against previous year PAT of 17,121 crores, registering an increase of almost 25%. During FY24, our share of accounted profits in our joint ventures and subsidiaries is 5,533 crores, as compared to 2,246 crores in the previous year. This steep increase indicates the healthy performance of our investments in these ventures, which has contributed to the company's overall financial performance. During FY24, we have received dividend income of 1,630 crores from our subsidiaries and joint ventures, as against 2,336 crores received during FY23. For FY24, the board has recommended final dividend at the rate of 3.25 per share, subject to the approval of shareholders in the ensuing annual general meeting. As you are aware, the interim dividends for financial year 24, rupees 4.50 per share, has already been paid to the investors in the month of November 23 and February 24. Thus, the total dividend for FY24 works out to 7.75 per share, as compared to rupees 7.25 per share in the previous year. Standalone regulated equity as on 31/3/2024 was 87,713 crores, as against 77,628 crores as on 31/3/2023, an increase of 13%, while consolidated regulated equity as on 31/24 was 1,04,331 crores, as against 94,180 crores as on 31/2023, an increase of 11%. The gross property plant equipment of NTPC stood at 2,98,418 crores as on 31/2024. And on group level, gross PPE has increased by 35,260 crores to 373,696 crores. Capital work in progress of NTPC stood at 47,154 crores as on 31/2024, as compared to rupees 61,744 crores as on 31/2023. At the group level, CWIP stood at rupees 87,593 crores as on 31/2024, compared to rupees 89,133 crores as on 31/2023. Overall, this indicates a better efforts in conversion of investment into completed assets. As regards fund mobilization, a syndicated unsecured term loan of euro equivalent to US$750 million was executed under the automatic route of the Reserve Bank of India's external commercial borrowing regulation. Proceeds of the loan shall be utilized towards capital expenditure for ongoing and or new capacity addition program, including fuel gas desulfurization projects, renewable energy, including hydro-based projects, and refinancing of existing ECBs, rupee loans availed for capex in the past. Another unsecured loan from JPY, 15 billion under JBIC's Green Initiative in India, was executed under the automatic route of RBI's ECB regulation. The loan proceeds shall be utilized by NTPC for funding its capex requirement for SGD projects. Rate of interest on borrowings in FY24 was 6.67% as compared to 6.4% in FY23. In financial year 24, we have incurred a group capex of 34,943 crores as compared to 35,204 crores in the previous year. Standalone capex in FY24 was 19,319 crores as compared to 24,591 crores in the previous year. Cumulative expenditure of 10,733 crores have been incurred on the development of coal mines till 31st March 2024. On a standalone basis, capital outlay has been estimated at 22,700 crores for the financial year 25. As regards the commercial front, a robust payment security mechanism has proven highly effective in managing trade receivables and ensuring timely and reliable payments from customers, resulting in highest ever realization of more than 1.56 lakh crores during financial year 24. Trade receivables, excluding unbilled revenue and bill discounting, as on 31st March 2024, are equivalent to 31 days of sales in comparison to 36 days of sales as on 31st March 2023. The NTPC group is deeply committed to advancing renewable energy initiatives. As of now, we have successfully commissioned 3.6 gigawatt of renewable energy projects. Currently, an additional 8.4 gigawatt of renewable energy projects are in various stages of construction. Moreover, we have 11.2 gigawatt of renewable energy projects under tendering process. Further, 6.6 gigawatt equivalent land and connectivity tenders are under process, and a substantial 4.8 gigawatt equivalent land bank is at our disposal already. As part of our overall energy security plans, we are actively considering awarding thermal capacity of 15.2 gigawatt in near future. This is in addition to 9.6 gigawatt thermal capacity already under construction for the group. Furthermore, to have greater fuel security, we are enhancing our coal mining capacity as well and expect to reach annual production of 50 million ton in the next 3 years. Going higher on generation, lowering greenhouse gas intensity remains our motto for environmental management and drives our efforts to comply with new environmental norms. For ensuring a substantial reduction in SOx emission, 66.8 gigawatt capacity of FGD projects have been undertaking, out of which 8.9 gigawatt is already commissioned. NTPC successfully conducted first ever biomass pellet auction through a digital marketplace selected through a startup India Grand Innovative Challenge for the consistent supply of biomass pellet for co-firing in power plants and resulted in a significant seller response. NTPC has achieved a new milestone by successfully and safely demonstrating co-firing of 20% torrefied biomass in Unit 4, Stage 1 of NTPC Tanda plant on 30th March 2024. The initiative is the first of its kind in Indian power sector, which may go a long way in decarbonizing the existing coal-fired fleet and achieving the net zero emission targets. Amongst the several memorandum of understanding signed by NTPC and its subsidiaries, a few are being highlighted here. NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL, has signed MOUs with Gujarat State Petroleum Corporation and Gujarat Pipavav Port Limited. The MOU with GSPC focuses on blending green hydrogen into its gas network and establishing green hydrogen fueling stations in Gujarat. The MOU with GPPL aims to develop a green hydrogen ecosystem, including producing green ammonia on GPPL land for export and domestic markets. Additionally, it seeks to explore Pipavav port as a base for offshore wind farm operations in Gujarat. An MOU was signed with Numaligarh Refinery Limited to explore opportunities in proposed bamboo-based biorefinery on NTPC at NTPC Bongaigaon and other green projects. The collaboration seeks to expand presence in green chemicals and sustainable solutions to support the nation's net zero targets. MOU on cooperation in the power sector between NTPC and Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, was signed during 7th Indo-Nepal Joint Commission meeting. Under this MOU, both NTPC and NEA shall jointly work on identification and finalization of power projects. NGEL signed an MOU with Government of Maharashtra to develop up to 1 million metric ton per year of green hydrogen and its derivatives, 2 gigawatt of pumped hydro projects and up to 5 gigawatt of renewable projects with or without storage. This MOU, part of Maharashtra's green investment plan for the next 5 years, envision a potential investment of approximately 80,000 crores. Green Valley Renewable Energy Limited, a subsidiary of NTPC Green Energy Limited, signed power purchase agreement with Damodar Valley Corporation for 310 solar projects, floating plus ground mounted. GVREL is developing 705 megawatt floating SPV and 50 megawatt ground mounted SPV at reservoirs of PVC in the state of Jharkhand and West Bengal. NTPC and Rajasthan Rashtra Vidyut Utpadak Nigam, RVUNL, signed an MOU to explore capacity expansion opportunities and collaborate for performance improvement in existing Chhabra. The MOU also aims to explore the possibilities of annuity-based R&M of other units of RVUNL. As regards awards and accolades, NTPC Limited has been named a winner at the ATD Best Awards 2024. This is the 7th time that NTPC has been declared as winner of this award that recognizes organizations that have achieved enterprise-wide success via talent development. NTPC Limited has been certified as the top employer in India by the Top Employers Institute. The certification showcases NTPC's dedication to its people before PLF approach, progressive HR policies and people practice. NTPC has been conferred with prestigious Sports Star ACE Award 2024 in the category of Best PSU for promotion of sports for contributing significantly to archery sports in the country. NTPC has been conferred with Excellence in Corporate Social Responsibility Award in the prestigious 18th CII ITC Sustainability Awards 2023. With the trust of our shareholders having placed in the company, we now have the largest market capitalization among non-financial PSU companies. These were some of the key highlights I wanted to share with all the participants in this earning conference call before we begin the question and answer session. Thank you all of you for patient listening. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir, for the detailed comments. It is also my pleasure to inform everyone on the call that Mr. Jayakumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance at NTPC, has been conferred with the Best CFO Award under Excellence in Corporate Governance for Large Enterprises by the Economic Times. The award was presented to him for his outstanding contribution in the field of corporate governance by exemplifying innovation and adopting best corporate governance practices. Many congratulations, sir.
Great, so.
Right, so should we begin the Q&A session now?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Sagar, can you please open the queue for Q&A? Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. The first first question is on the thermal power plant. I think you mentioned 15.2 gigawatt, which you're looking to award in your near future. Can you give us a year-wise, you know, tentative plan for this capacity which you're looking to award, a fiscal year-wise?
Yeah. You are not very audible, but I could still gather. Let me answer your question. The coal capacity planned for tendering during financial year 24-25 would be around 10,400 megawatt. That is 10.4 gigawatt. So this would follow in different quarters, Q2, Q3, Q4. This includes Sipat 3, 800 megawatt, Darlipalli 2, 800 megawatt, Meja 2, 2,400 megawatt, NPGCL 2, 2,400 megawatt, and Telangana 2, 2,400 megawatt. Gadarwara, 1,600 megawatt. So that totals to 10,400 during year 24-25. During the year 25-26, it would be Anpara 1600 megawatts, Obra 1600 megawatts, so totaling to 3200. And for the year 26-27, it would be Pataratu 2, which would be 1600 megawatts. So this adds up to 15,200, and this does not include 1600 megawatt of Singrauli 3 already awarded to BHEL during Q3 of financial 23-24, and this would be implemented both by NTPC on a standalone and JV subsidiary taken together. The rough would be 53% would be standalone and 47% would be through JV and subsidiary.
Understood, sir. My second question is on the under recovery. What is under recovery in the full fiscal on the standalone basis and consolidated basis, and what is the outlook? Or the under recovery?
Under recovery, as in the disinvestment because of lower declaration?
Disincentive. It's a lower availability, yes. Disincentive.
Yeah. For the whole year, it was 776 crores, and for Q4, it was 36 crores. Significantly. The major part of this, a chunk of this is coming from two power plants. One is Bard and one is Barauni. Barauni, which was a very vintage plant, this has been decommissioned, so this problem will not remain. And the problem with Bard has been significantly arrested because of tube leakages. So going ahead, we don't see. So apart from this two units, the disincentive was close to 150 crores only, and this has been significantly due to the requirement of high and low demand season regulation, which has now been discontinued. So this compartmentalization of low demand and high demand season, and which was a pre-decided thing, whereas the actual realities of were different, system demands were different, were creating this. But through a policy and advocacy, we have been able to discontinue that with persuasion, and so this problem will not continue. So we are hopeful that in the coming years, this incentive would be either brought to the minimum level.
Understood. My last question is it possible to give the revenues, EBITDA and profit for the NTPC renewables subsidy for FY24?
EBITDA of NGL is 1,820 crores. The PAT for financial year 24 was 343 crores.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first question is related to the renewable pipeline projects. In auctions which were concluded in FY 2024, what was NTPC's win across wind, solar, hybrid, FDRE, basically all RE auctions? That is the first question.
You want to know exactly how much is the bid won during the financial year?
Yes, please. Across categories, if you can spell out. In your opinion, what were the total quantum of auctions in FY 2024? Just want to gauge how NTPC has fared.
That figure is more than 5 GW. You don't have the breakup right away, but we can share the breakup with you. The aggregate, what the CEO of NGEL is sharing with me is, it is 5 GW.
Aggregate 5 GW won. Also, what is the sort of in the past one quarter, only about 0.2 GW of renewable was commissioned, while on the third quarter conference call, you expected out about 1 GW could get commissioned in the fourth quarter. Just want to understand here, you know, what are the execution impediments, and now what is the RE capacity likely to be commissioned in FY 2025, 2026 and 2027?
There were primarily two reasons which led to this situation. One was the delay in the procurement of modules because we got a late clearance from the government to import the modules from the countries outside India. The second was there are some delays on the land acquisition front. Both have been now largely addressed. The modules are already at our sites. We have been able to procure 1.5 GW, and they have been already at site by March. This capacity should progressively come in the first half of this year. The total capacity addition which we target for this year is about 3 GW.
Sorry, 30?
3 GW of capacity we target to commission in this particular year, financial year. The next financial year, we will commission about 5 GW, and subsequent to that, 8 GW.
Okay. Could you also provide an update regarding your medium-term plans for, you know, green hydrogen, pumped storage hydro and nuclear? We are looking at maybe the next 5 to 10 years. What is NTPC thinking about the scale of investments, and what quantifiable sort of targets have been outlined in your vision plan?
Yes.
Well, we have got one PSP order from Tamil Nadu for Upper Bhavani, 1,000 MW. We are in the preparing the DPR. The DPR will be started, then the construction will be after 2+5 years. We are expecting more PSP orders from Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Meghalaya to our. We are holding to our target, earlier target of 10 GW in PSP. Coming to nuclear, the joint venture with NPCIL Ashwini has moved up. It is expected to get the cabinet clearance maybe by next month end. It is likely that Mahi Banswara project, Rajasthan, shall be allotted to this joint venture, wherein 400-700 MW capacity is there. This project is expected to achieve its FPC, first pouring contract, in the financial year 2026, and expected to be commissioned by 2032.
Okay. On green hydrogen?
On green hydrogen, we are running various pilot projects as on date. We have a few projects on the mobility side, and one of the projects is at Leh, where we are planning to run 5 buses by the timeframe of July 2024. Another e-mobility project is at Delhi, where also we are planning to run 5 buses by December 2024. In addition to that, we have signed an agreement with Army for establishment of a microgrid based on green hydrogen, and that project is already awarded and underway. We are also establishing a hydrogen hub at Pulimarka. As far as other pilot projects are concerned, we have tied up, as we mentioned, with the call, with
Gujarat Pipavav for export of ammonia. So as the offtake gets crystallized, I think the clarity will emerge on what's the quantum of this market.
Thank you. One bookkeeping question, if I may, the dividend from subsidiaries and JVs, if you can mention for FY24 and how has it grown, and similarly, what is the profit from subsidiaries and JVs in FY24, and how has it grown year on?
The profit from JV and subsidiary is first of all, I tell the subsidiary. Subsidiaries, the profit profit has grown by 2,430 crores, which was earlier 1,466. Current year it is 3,897. So increased by 2,430 as far as subsidiaries is concerned. The share of profit of JV has grown by increased by 856 crores. That is from 780 crores to 1,636 crores. So as far as the dividend is concerned, give me a second. Yeah, the dividend from JVs and subsidiaries 905 crores, and joint venture it is 736 crores, which totals to 1630 crores. Last year it was 2336 crores.
Why has there been a reduction?
Reduction in the sense that although there is a profit, there are some retained earnings in order to flow back in various projects on the hydro renewable side.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhadeep from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Just wanted to check if you can help us with the adjusted PAT number for the fourth quarter and for full year FY24.
Okay. As you know, the reported PAT for the Q4 is 5,556 crores. For the Q4, the adjusted PAT is 5,107 crores, which is a 6% raise over the previous year. As far as the full financial year is concerned, as against 1,632 during the last year, the adjusted PAT would be 16,405, an increase by 2%. But there is one thing I would like to share just as a perspective, that while we are trying to give you the figures of adjusted PAT, always, while reporting the current year, there is this at a disadvantage because, you know, we are effectively discounting or, deducting the previous year's sales. In a regulatory mechanism, always there is a deferred realization due to the regulatory process. So it has been our experience that every year, on an average, around 1,600 to 1,700 crores is the revenue that is received pertaining to past year. By the same standard, the current year's revenue, which is rightfully due in the current year, we may be getting in a year later or a couple of years later. So that has been the average. So we should keep that in mind also, because only deducting this amount will not give a complete picture. That was a thing I wanted to volunteer.
Understood, sir. So also just clarifying on a point that I think the regulated equity has gone up by 11 and 13% on the standalone and I think on a consolidated basis. So is there also a lead lag effect that is there because maybe some of the regulated equity addition has happened in the middle of the year and hence you might see a higher growth coming into next year?
Absolutely. So typically if you see the regulated equity we start reckoning once the plant achieves a COD, but however while the denominator is increased suddenly, the full year effect of the, you know, earnings will not be there. So the complete effect of this capitalization and the incremental equity, regulated equity benefit will be shown in the next year, seen in the next year.
Perfect, sir. And then lastly, with regard to the renewable portfolio, I understand that, you know, we had talked about a 20 gigawatt plus portfolio with PPAs signed and around 50% of that being corporate PPAs. Have those same numbers gone up over the last few months? Are we seeing, you know, a higher PPA signed number or any color on that?
More or less, it is at the same. There could be some differential numbers, but broadly speaking, it is the same. We have given you an account previously also that right now we have a 23 gigawatt which is in the visible with 3.6 gigawatt commission, 8.4 gigawatt under execution with PP available, construction contracts awarded, and roughly 11 gigawatt is in pipeline where we have either won the bid or LOA has been received, PPA signed, or the JVA signed, term sheet signed, or a consent is received. So this is clearly visible. And it's add, to be precise, it adds to 10.57 gigawatt. So the breakup, if you want, I can give that LOA available, LOA PP available is 4.08. We have one LOA is awaited for Sekhi tranche 14 solar thing around 0.2 gigawatt. For JVA term sheet signed or under advanced discussion stage, it is 5.49, and consent received for close to 0.8 gigawatt. So that adds 10.57 gigawatt. So of this total 22 that is under execution and in pipeline, if you add, it adds up to around 22 gigawatt, solar would constitute 16 gigawatt, wind would constitute 6, and remaining form would be 0.2 gigawatt.
Perfect, sir. Thank you for a very detailed answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchal from HDFC Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much. The government is seeking gas-based plants to run and giving an allowance of about 1.2 times the gas cost. I believe we have this Ratnagiri plant where, which I think is not under PPA. So do we stand to gain there? And are there any other gas plants that will also probably benefit out of this scheme?
Primarily, the RGPPL plant which you mentioned is under PPA. It is not out of PPA. It is the PPA is there with a predominantly Maharashtra and a small portion with Goa, Diu, Daman. So that's point number one. But yes, as per the directives, it is being continuously being declared, and depending on the schedule that we are receiving, we are generating to that extent.
So all plants have PPA. So from a merchant basis, it does not benefit us.
No, as far as RGPPL, we do have some plants in NTPC where it is at present, which are 25 year plus plants, where the customers have voluntarily relinquished it at some certain point of time. And these are the plants where we are selling it under various segment of the market or as per the system requirements of the grid operator. Trying to optimize the revenue there.
So, sir, on standalone, how much capacity would be without PPA? I believe that would be largely gas. So, how much would be without PPA?
908 gigawatt as far as the gas is concerned. Rather, 900 megawatt as far as gas is concerned. And a little portion of thermal was relinquished, but it has since been reallocated to somebody. So right now you can treat it as 908 megawatt.
That's all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I may have missed this. So can you help us with the commissioning outlook for the coal-based plants for fiscal 25 and fiscal 26, and if you can help with the plant names?
Yeah, this was shared already, but I'll repeat for your sake. The COD expected during the financial year 25 is 2,178 megawatt, and as far as the on a standalone basis, and for JV subsidiary it is 4,602. So on a group basis, we are expecting 6,780 megawatt during the coal-based plants during for financial year 25, and this would be thermal 2,780, hydro would be 1,000, and renewable 3,000. So that accounts for 6,780. For financial year 26, this would be 6,460. The breakup being 1460 thermal and 5000 renewable. And for financial year 27, we are expecting 9244 megawatt with a breakup of thermal 800, hydro 444, and renewable 8000. So the next 3 years, that aggregates to 22.5 gigawatt.
And sir, just in terms of consolidated capex, you mentioned standalone capex of 22,700. Can you articulate for 26 standalone and consol capex, and for fiscal 25 consol capex?
See, going forward, we are expecting 35,000 to 50,000 crores per annum in the next 2-3 years. And just to give you an idea, for 23-24, the standalone capex was 19,319. At a group level, it was 35,000. That is group only. So the figure I mentioned, 35,000 to 50,000 per annum, was on a group level.
Sure. So this includes all types of capex around coal as well, coal mining as well as renewable, as well as FGD, as well as everything. Okay.
Entire gamut of our operation.
Just another point, sir, other income, if you can help us with fiscal 24, translate in surcharge income and others first.
Give me a second. See, as far as surcharge is concerned for Q4, it was 118 crores. And for the total year, it is 303 crores as far as the surcharge is concerned. That occupies a significant portion of the other income. But evidently, as we have shared with you in the past, that with a more robust collection mechanism, security mechanism, and surcharge is incidental. And if it goes down, it's a mark of a better collection efficiency.
Absolutely. Just final one on subsidiary and joint venture profit. I know you've highlighted the delta. Is it possible to just call out which are the key subsidiaries which are driving this delta, and joint ventures as well, like which are the key joint ventures which are leading to the increase?
See, the significant upside as far as subsidiaries concerned would be BRBCL, which from 248 crores, it has gone to 517. RGPPL is another one where there is a significant variation. NTPC Green Energy Limited has doubled its profit and increased by 169 crores. NIPCO, again, it has gone up from 396 crores to 548 crores. And these are the upside. And there are marginal reduction in NVVN and THDC, all put together, it's an upside of 2,430 crores. As far as subsidiary is concerned, coming to joint venture, it's all of our major joint ventures have done significantly well. HURL, Hindustan Urvarak Rasayan Limited, the profit is up by 411 crores. BFPCL, the Bangladesh plant, after achieving COD of both the units. The profit is up by 309 crores. Major the other joint venture with the UP is up by 131 crores. Aravalli Power is up by 125 crores. And EESL, the differential is 39 crores there. 83 crores rather.
The last question on monetization on, you know, of renewable. Can you comment on anything around timelines expected and how the process will be based on whatever you can share at this stage?
As far as the monetization, we are going ahead with IPO plans. This would be tentatively around October or November. That's the broad plan. So post June, it will be GRHP activities of filing and other due diligence process would take shape.
And sir, can you comment on whether this will be like a exact split of the current entity or NTPC will be the holding company? Can you call out on the structure as to how the IPO will pan out?
No, NTPC would of course be the holding company. NGL would remain a subsidiary of NTPC even post IPO. There's no structure.
So what I meant was that will the existing shareholders exactly get the same proportion of shares and, you know, in the new entity? I mean, because there are two ways of doing it, right? So just wanted to check.
Nature of a fresh issue.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Tiwari from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so could you just mention the standalone regulated equity again? I just missed that.
Regulated equity?
Yeah, for the standalone entity. This year and the last year.
Standalone, the regulated equity is 87,970 crores, which is grown up by nearly 10,000 crores. It was 77 last year.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Nigania from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. My question is on the renewable listing plans. In the earlier discussion, it was brought up that, you want the business to be a certain size before it's listed. But given that the renewable commissioning has been slow due to the reasons mentioned earlier, land, module availability, just wanted to understand why, if you could share, why the rush to list it so soon in October, November, why not wait for some time? And wouldn't equity funding become a challenge once it's separated from the parent for the big pipeline?
No, we don't think it would be any kind of a rush because we are going as per our plan and our conviction, and there is immense value capturing which we foresee, and given the visibility of almost 22 gigawatt which I was sharing with you and the plans for going ahead and reaching a 60 gigawatt by financial year 32. So we are of the view that the market is quite conducive and there is a buoyancy. Investors are upbeat as regard investment opportunity in the green area. So we are of the view that it will be quite time honored to do that, go ahead with that. Coming to the support of NTPC, depending on our investment plans and expansion plans, the equity requirement will be taken care primarily through follow-on public issue, which in any case we are mandated to reach 25% progressively. And besides that, in case of need, of course, the holding company will stand behind to support any kind of supplementing the equity requirement.
Got it. Thanks for that. My second question is on the renewables again. Module prices are down significantly. Last year, the tender tariffs were up as well. So wanted to get a sense of the equity IRRs one can expect in upcoming renewable project. Any uptick do you see on that compared to the earlier guidance given of around, you know, 12% equity IRRs for renewable projects?
No, these are, you know, the equity IRR is something, you know, which is it would be a strategy which is internal to the company because, you know, predominantly we are going through the bidding route. So, however, broadly, the indications which we gave you about given the level of competition and given the level of expected IRR, so it would much remain the same. However, as I mentioned that we will have a blend of both auction route as well as for forging a, you know, joint venture with other PSUs and tapping the C&I segment. So we hope to see that, so the other advantage in the renewable side is the lower gestation period. So that would also help to bring us an IRR which is comparable with our existing line of business in thermal, where, you know, you have a bigger, although you have a regulated return close to 15.5, because of the larger gestation period, we are trying to see that our strategy matches to the expectations in line with our existing business.
Got it, sir. Thank you. My last third question is on the thermal side. Just wanted some clarification. The 15 gigawatt to be ordered on the thermal side, the PPA for that, if you could just share some color, it's all in place or, you know, how much is left?
PPA is predominantly available for as far as how many would that be? Mr. Dua, would you like to give a number of how many of the PPA is signed and how many is awaiting?
We've got PPAs for Sipat 3, 800 megawatt. Dabhepalli 2, which is again 800 megawatt. Meja 2, 2400 megawatt. That PPA is also available. And Nabinagar 2, 2400, where PPAs for 2 into 660 are available. We have to sign for 3 into 800
increased
capacity.
So, in short, out of 15,000 broadly, 8,000 is tie-up is available, and 7,000 we'll be taking up for fire tie-up. There is ample demand. As you know, that PPA and allocation to different state also comes under the domain of the ministry. So, we are in discussion with the states as well as the ministry to tie it up, form it up.
Great. Thank you so much. Those were my questions. This is last.
Thank you.
One more.
The next question is from the line of Sashi Ranjan from Batch 4. Please go ahead. Mr. Ranjan, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
I have the question. Audible? Hello. Am I audible, sir?
No. The voice is not clear. You are audible, but there's a lack of clarity. Can you?
Okay. I'll try to be more clear. Can you just help us that for the CAPEX, there is 70-30 debt equity that we're planning. And in view of the interest that we are incurring is 6.67 rate of interest, any measures to cut down the gearing ratio for valuation of the company or investing those money into green technologies like battery energy storage system?
Are you suggesting that are we rethinking on the debt equity in the existing business? Is that your question?
I mean, trying to improve the debt equity ratio, and whatever we say, we can get.
Let me try and answer that. As far as our thermal business is concerned, it has been and it will remain a cost plus, which is a regulated, where there will be a regulated equity. And in order to optimize over there, so there is a clear stipulation, normative stipulation of 70-30. So we would definitely be, trying to invest optimally over there, up to 30%. And as far as the renewable business is concerned, while this will again depend on in tune with the segment which we are trying to get the business, whether it is a bidding route or whether it is a some kind of a hybrid cost plus through a memorandum of understanding with other entities. So again, there, in order to do a higher gearing, the auction route would be the one where we would do a higher gearing in order to be competitive in the bidding process. Whereas it's a negotiated deal, we'll try to see that the equity component is more, so that you have an assured return on equity.
Thank you, sir. That helps. The last question is that: are we planning towards any newer technologies?
Mr. Ranjan, your voice is breaking up again.
You're not very clear and audible. Please, you can hold them. You can speak.
Am I clear now?
Please.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, are we moving towards newer technologies like battery energy storage system or small modular reactor with collaboration with NPCIL?
Absolutely, we have plans on the nuclear side in terms of newer technology, be it in terms of SMR or you have PWHR also. So these are at a more exploratory stage. Director project would like to add anything further?
We are planning to move ahead in SMR, predominantly in integral type, and of course source of uranium fuel, then FBR, and coming to battery storage also we are working on that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shubhadeep for closing comments.
Thank you, Sagar. I would like to thank the management of NTPC for giving us this opportunity to host the call. Any closing remarks from your side, sir?
Thank you so much for that good level of participation, and all these questions were very, very informed and pertinent. So it was a pleasure interacting with you and sharing our plans and numbers with you. Thank you so much, Shubhdeep, and all the participants.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.